And now to something a little bit different, a magical mystery alt Latino. Our friend Felix Contreras wanted me to curate this week's alt Latino musical discovery segment. So he put together six tracks and asked me to pick out my favorites. The catch? I was given no titles or artist or album info. It's a blind musical taste test. And in the studio to tell me about the tracks I picked is Felix. Good morning.
Good morning.
What led you to these six songs?
There's a range of different styles, and I thought, let's just see where she's, what she's interested in and which ones pop out, so.
Okay. Yeah. Should I tell you which ones I picked?
Yeah, let's go.
Okay. Here we go. Drum roll. Number one.
Lost in this place, I am losing my way. Lost in this place, I am losing my way.
Okay, listen to that voice, right?
I know, it's such a great voice.
Okay, so what did you hear in it that you liked?
This just seemed to me like a kind of a fusion-y thing, and it just harkened back to rancheros, but also just music of Texas or something.
Okay, so this guy's name is Vince Mira. He is from the Pacific Northwest. You know, he was busking on the streets. Somebody saw him, got him in a recording studio. He did a killer Johnny Cash thing. Very country. He made a record. And then he took time out. He fell in love. He started a family. This is his comeback record, so to speak, even though he was never here, right?
Right.
It's due out in June. It's called El Radio. And I was completely blown away by his voice and the jazz trumpet. It's this really crazy, cool mixture of stuff that I really liked. And I wanted to throw it your way because I thought you might dig it. And you did.
I did dig it. All right. My second choice is musical mystery number three.
Aprendimos a correr sin saber andar. Encontramos la manera. Decirle a nuestro cuerpo cuando trasnocha que siempre valga la pena y crecer y vivir y sentir siempre de más.
So if you want to know my musical sweet spot, this is it.
Really?
This is the kind of stuff I grew up listening to. Yeah. I love this kind of stuff. Yeah.
Okay. So this is Jenny and the Mexicats. Okay. All right.
I didn't grow up listening to her. I've got to be honest.
Jenny Ball is a woman from England. She's a trumpet player.
From England?
From England. Okay.
Lordy, I really didn't grow up listening to her.
She went to Spain. She met these guys who play flamenco, two of which were Mexican guys in Spain, right? So they formed a band. They taught her Spanish. They taught her Spanish. They taught her flamenco. She brought in her jazz and her indie rock thing. And they put it all together. This is their second record. They're a phenomenal live act. Jenny and the Mexicats.
I love it.
Right? It's like this a is great
like,
concept.
This is definitely like my favorite.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Now we're going to go to number four.
This was a no-brainer for you. I knew it. Listen to that. So does it remind you of your days in Brazil?
It definitely does. Once I heard the Portuguese, I was like, this has got to be one of those choices that I make.
Eu troquei os cabos de conexão e mudei a senha do meu coração.
If you can't see me, I'm bopping up and down.
Yeah,
good. Doing a little bit of a headbang with things.
The head not going.
Pois...
So who's this?
Okay, this is a group called Forró in the Dark, okay? That's F-O-R-R-O in the Portuguese. Forró is a type of percussion-based music in Brazil. These three guys live in New York. They're expatriates. David Byrne saw them, helped them out with their first record. They do this way cool mix of Brazilian music, indie rock, electronic, quirky lyrics, quirky rhythms. And they have a new record coming out, and I think it's the best example of what it is that they do so well, this mixture. But it's still decidedly Brazilian.
Definitely. Makes me nostalgic.
Vai perceber, ou quem sabe não. Pois, já me cansei até de sua voz.
So I'm curious, what do you think my picks tell you about me? Let's have a little bit of a therapy session.
Well, you went for the very pretty vocals, except for the Brazilian.
Okay. I like vocals in my music. Yeah. It's true.
And to me, it just shows like you're very calm manner, right? You know, because deep down, where we are
that
in the news,
anyone who knows me would never say that about me.
No, but listen, but where we are in the newsroom and what we do for a living, because you have been in places where, you know, it's required. But deep down, I really think that this music reflects who you are, where you are deep down inside.
Right.
So whenever
I'll take it.
Yeah.
I'll totally take it as a thing.
That's what it says.
Félix Contreras is the host of NPR Music's Alt Latino, and this week he let me choose the music for this segment. You can find Alt Latino at npr.org/altlatino or wherever you listen to podcasts. Félix, thank you so much.
You're welcome, and I let you choose it because it's Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day.
So it is. Thank you so much, and happy Mother's Day to my mom and all the moms in my life.
Same here.
Quédate aquí. Ya está bien de las ciudades, sueños de sol, mar abierto al despertar. Quédate aquí, deja de esconderte en un